If you live in a big city, it's easy to take fast internet for granted. But once you get out of the concrete jungle and onto the dirt roads of rural America,
internet situation is not great.
Not great is one way to put it. Connection speeds are painfully slow.
The main options we have are not reliable.
David Hafner lives in rural Indian Town, Florida, about 40 miles from West Palm Beach. He works in agriculture and is also going back to school online.
There's plenty of times where I'm trying to upload a video assignment and I have to go outside, walk around, try to find the best signal I can find, leave my tablet outside and hope it doesn't get rained on or damaged because I just can't stand outside with it for the hour it takes to upload.
Can you imagine the frustration? An hour to upload a 2.5 minute video. We tested David's internet speed while we were there, and the upload speed was barely over 2 megabits. A normal upload speed would be closer to 5.
It's not good.
Kristen Brown lives down the road.
The space, the quiet, the solitude.
She loves living in the country, but with 3 teenagers, slow internet is a big problem.
You can watch a Netflix if you don't do anything else. But even then, it's going to stop and load. So you're going to stop and load, stop and load, stop and load.
Kristen had to get each one of her kids a hotspot just so they could go to school online.
It's really about working from home or our children having to access internet to be competitive in school, right? So like they're going to have to live stream every day for 7.5 hours. And it's like, well, what happens when we get bogged down? We can't.
In most parts of rural America, like where we are in the middle of Florida, there's only one or two options for internet. Here, there's a satellite company and a cable company, but neighbors say both of those options are painfully slow. Expensive hotspots through cell phone companies with limited data are the only somewhat reliable options right now.
2, 1.
But that will soon change.
And lift off at approximately.
With high-speed internet for rural America coming from space.
And our 58 Starlink satellites are on their way to space.
SpaceX is one of several companies launching satellites into orbit. Their project is called Starlink. That big box separating from the rocket is full of baby satellites that will spread out and beam internet signals to receivers at homes in rural America.
Essentially, the satellites are about 300 miles up or so, and there's going to be a huge network of them. The satellites then all talk to each other and share data. That way they can send it quicker back down to your home.
And we'll begin to start beaming down high-speed internet to us Earthlings.
SpaceX won't release secret information about the project, but experts say the internet service is expected to cost about $80 a month and be available sometime next year.
The hope is that within the next year or two, they can start getting it out to customers with the hopes of continuing to grow the network. They're hoping to have over 40,000 satellites and more than 1 million ground hubs that can then branch out to individual homes.
If you live in a city, maybe you haven't heard of Starlink, but we didn't have to tell Kristen and David about the project. They were already very much aware and very excited.
Love it. We've been watching it. We love Elon Musk. We're like, yes, please, because we are so looking forward to it. We're counting down 6 months. 6 months, you know, we're ready.
If that can happen, that would be incredible. It would be a game changer, and not just for my area, but across the country.
Brian Enten, News Nation.